Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, it is Eclipse Day. The big event cuts across much of the U.S. this afternoon. The partial eclipse starts in Chicagoland about 12:51. It lasts until 3:22. The peak, when 94% of the sun will be covered by the moon, comes at 2:07. Parts of far southern Illinois will be in the 100-mile band that will witness a total eclipse.
And it appears much of Illinois will have nearly perfect weather for the eclipse. Let's get the latest now from AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
All right, good morning, everybody. As we get into the mid to late morning, a lot of sunshine. A few clouds may mix in some of the western suburbs, but we think for the greater Chicago area, mostly sunny, breezy, warming up within a few degrees of 70. Remember, you'll get that little effect when we're at the height of the eclipse. The temperature drops a little bit. Temperatures will stay in the mid-upper 60s with dry weather projected for tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll talk about the sky cover forecast all day long and the rest of the week ahead. Ryan Mackey with the meteorologist, Dean DeVore.
All lanes of the Stevenson Expressway are back open this morning after a deadly crash on the southwest side last night.
It happened in the southbound lanes of I-55 in Garfield Ridge just after 6:30 p.m. A vehicle was pulled over near Cicero Avenue and three people were changing a tire. Illinois State Police say a pickup truck swerved into the shoulder, hitting the vehicle and two people. One individual died at a nearby hospital. Another remains hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is now under investigation. Rachel Pearson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Cook County Clerk Karen Yarbrough died yesterday.
It was just last week we learned Yarbrough was hospitalized for what her staff called a serious medical condition. A spokeswoman says the 73-year-old died surrounded by family and her husband, the former mayor of Maywood. In 2018, Yarbrough became the first African-American and the first woman to serve as Cook County's clerk. It's there she oversaw elections and annually drew the first marriage license winners of the year.
Our lucky couple for the first marriage of 2024. Congratulations to you.
Mayor Brandon Johnson offered condolences, calling Yarbrough a pioneer and a tireless legislator who forged a path for officials like him. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
President Biden is in Chicago today for a downtown fundraiser for his reelection campaign.
The event is estimated to raise $2.5 million. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that it's being hosted by major Democratic fundraisers and donors Michael Sachs and Laura Ricketts. The money will go to the Biden Action Fund, a joint fundraising committee made up of the Biden for President operation and the Democratic National Committee. The president heads to Chicago from Madison, Wisconsin, where he's expected to promote his new student debt relief plan, according to the Associated Press. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Fox Lake woman is heading to prison for selling a fatal dose of heroin and fentanyl to a man at a McHenry County gas station.
The Daily Herald reports McHenry County court records show 52-year-old Tina Meltzer pleaded guilty Friday to possession with intent to deliver less than a gram of heroin. She was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. Court records also show Meltzer was initially charged with 3 counts of drug-induced homicide, felonies punishable by up to 30 years in prison. Her attorney declined to comment, only to say Meltzer's 4.5-year sentence is fair. Authorities say Meltzer delivered heroin and fentanyl to 39-year-old Jeffrey Bees of Spring Grove in September 2021 in exchange for cash at a gas station. Bees died the next day. Officials say his cause of death was the adverse effects of both drugs. Farron Black, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A groundbreaking ceremony scheduled this morning for a crisis recovery center for people with mental health or substance abuse issues in the western suburbs. DuPage County Board Chairman Deb Conroy says the facility is especially needed because the suicide rate among children continues at a disturbing level.
This crisis recovery center will be the first of its kind in the country because it will treat children. And that is an area that we have known has been in desperate shortage for many, many years.
The center will also serve adults. The facility is on the DuPage County Health Department campus in Wheaton. It will cost nearly $26 million to build. It's expected to be open in the summer of next year. Two Chicagoans are dead after a single vehicle crash on I-65 in Indiana yesterday.
17-year-old Shays Franklin and 52-year-old Sermise Evans were passengers in a Jeep traveling south of Indianapolis when Indiana State Police say the vehicle ran off I-65 and struck several trees. Police say Franklin and Evans were pronounced dead at the scene, while the driver of the Jeep was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A trash bash was held in the western suburbs over the weekend. Volunteer program coordinator with the Forest Preserves of Cook County, Joanna Hike, supervised the recycling event at the Forest Preserves near Roosevelt and First Avenue.
We're just really excited, and we hope that we can get the word out for this to be an annual event. Certainly already thinking about next year. And we're just really excited to have the public to be able to provide the residents of Cook County this opportunity to get rid of things in a sustainable way.
This was the second year for the event, which brought out about 100 people who recycled a variety of items.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.